this afternoon, about 3:20 p.m., our officers responded to a report of a deadly conduct in the 3200 block of Wild Rye. It was initially classified as a deadly conduct. Information we received was that there was a suspect with a gun who was fleeing on foot towards Rock Prairie. While officers were responding there, we received a second caller phoning in stating that they had heard gunshots nearby. Officers were able to obtain a description of the original suspect who had fled, and he was located near the intersection of Norman and Rock Prairie at about 3:30 p.m., and he was detained without further incident. He was found to have suffered a wound, which was later found to be a gunshot wound to his left leg. He was transported by EMS to a local medical facility where he received treatment for that non-incapacitating injury. Our officers, detectives, and crime scene responded to the scene. They met with a resident of a home in the 3200 block of Wild Rye. He stated that he had been at his residence when he came outside and found the suspect actively burglarizing his residence in the garage. He armed himself with a handgun and told the suspect he was contacting authorities. There was a short physical confrontation, at which time the resident discharged his firearm and struck and wounded the suspect, who then fled on foot. That vehicle that the suspect was at that time was found to be reported stolen out of Grimes County earlier today. It was a 2011 Dodge Avenger. Suspect was treated and released from a local hospital, and he has been transported to Brazos County Jail. He was identified as Daniel Pinion, a 23-year-old Grimes County resident from Navasota.
Going back to the first paragraph, information received that a suspect with a gun fleeing on foot, did the suspect have a gun?
At this point, we have no reason to believe that he was armed, but we are still looking into all the details of this incident.
A number of shots that were fired, has that been determined?
That is still a part of being investigated to determine the exact number of shots that were discharged.
Was the resident of the home on Wild Rye injured?
No, there were no reported injuries except to the suspect.
And I know this is awfully early to ask this, but I will anyway. Any information to indicate whether this suspect could be connected to the series of other burglaries that have taken place to vehicles, especially vehicles in College Station the last week or two?
We're certainly looking into any possibilities. Anytime we come across somebody who's involved in property crimes or burglary crimes, we certainly look to find out if that individual is involved in any other offenses. And so that'll be part of the ongoing investigation.
Back to the apprehension of Mr. Pinion. As you mentioned, this occurred near the intersection of Norman and Rock Prairie, which would be essentially between the Med and Brian Bachman Community Park public area. Any issues there in apprehending the suspect?
No. No problems at all. He was found on foot. He was taken into custody without further incident. There were no charges of evading or resisting or anything of that nature.
And have I missed anything else?
No, I think that's all that we have at this point. It's still going to be looking for more information, and it's possible there may be other charges later on, but that's unknown at this time.
And the news release ends with an invitation of anyone who may have additional information to contact College Station Police.
That is correct.